Okay. Let me ask you, have you ever seen these wooden frames that carpenters use when they're working the ends of them kind of shaped like...
Sawhorses.
Ever seen anything like that except it was shaped like an X?
Well, those are for sawing wood in. They put logs in the top part of the X and so on. But as to the technical term, we just always considered it a frame for sawing logs.
You ever heard anybody call it sawbuck?
Sawbuck is a fairly general genetic term, I'd say, for that.
Well, what about...
Sam's back over there.
Well, if you get tired of him,
that's right.
I will put him in his chair.
When barbers used to use straight razors to shave the customers, they'd have this leather thing that they sharpened it on.
Mm-hmm.
What did they call that?
Razor strap.
And if you were hunting, you would probably load your shotgun with a shell, but what would you call the thing you put in a pistol or a rifle?
Cartridges.
Cartridges.
Bullet. And, yes, he had so many bullets with him.
Mm-hmm.
Although, that is...
I want to ask a few things about old contraptions you might have played on when you were a child. Say, a board, fixed at the middle so that two children could get on it, one on each end.
Teeter-totter in this area.
Teeter-totter.
We seesawed.
We teeter-tottered.
Okay. Well, what about one that was fixed in the middle so that it would go around instead of up and down?
I have never seen any of those in this area except when they started putting them out sort of semi-commercially, you know, little brass metal. And there's a swing arounds, something like that.
Carmen Playfield had one.
Yeah.
I remember that when we were children.
Then there was an old one at North School that was called a giant stride. It was but you held on to it and jumped, you know, and you'd swing way out.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you ever heard anything?
After several children were badly injured, the school board dismantled it. I'd say
like a big top in the city,
yes,
swimming
where
pool,
everybody,
where
got,
everybody got their leg pinched and cut.
Oh boy. What about Flying Jenny? You ever heard it called that? Something like this?
Nope.
I've heard it called that, but not, it wasn't, I mean, I've read it or something, it's not
something
a local.
Like I'm describing qualify as a merry-go-round?
I think that's what we always call that at Herman Playfield. I started to say that a while ago. We only came, our school at Farmington, we would have a picnic once a year, and the school bus would bring us up to Herman Playfield, and we'd use the swings and the merry-go-round.
I believe they call that a merry-go-round, although, you know, it was self-propelled. Everyone pushed, you know, and would jump on it. Yeah, I believe that was.
Well, what about a flexible board anchored at both ends that you might jump up and down on in the middle?
That I've never...
Juggling board didn't ring a bell?
Nope.
We used to put a rock under a board and get on it.
Yeah.
Sort of a one-man teeter-totter or seesaw, but I don't think we called it anything. I don't recall that we did.
Balance board.
What do you use?